Local Matters, an Indiana Originals podcast, brings you incredible stories about Indiana Original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. I'm Mel McMahon, and today we'll get the story of how Stephanie Daly started Send a Friend Lasagna, which is exactly how it sounds. We'll talk about the challenges and the successes along the way and why supporting local businesses really matters.
You're listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Stephanie Daly, Send a Friend Lasagna, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters.
Thank you for having me, Mel.
Question for you.
Yes.
Everywhere you go, do you have to take a lasagna with you now?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you are the lasagna lady.
Yes.
Are you okay with that title?
I'm totally fine with it. Yeah. I absolutely love it. Yeah.
So for the rare person listening that has not heard of Send a Friend Lasagna, tell us about your business.
So Send a Friend Lasagna is exactly, like you said, what it sounds like. I started the business in November of 2019 before the pandemic hit. And I was working, you know, a full-time job, and I decided to go all in on lasagna. And so I work out of Indy's Kitchen downtown, and I make fresh lasagnas, and then I deliver them to people throughout Marion County. And then, like, surrounding, so, like, a half hour outside of Indianapolis is the furthest we'll go.
What prompted sending lasagna?
I had a friend whose wife passed away, and I've always made lasagnas for people, and it didn't matter if, you know, if somebody was sick or somebody passed away or anything like that, but I just remember feeling so hopeless at that time, and I made him a lasagna, and I said to him, I said, I didn't know what to do, so I brought you a lasagna. And then I was talking to a friend, and I said, you know, something about sending a friend lasagna, and she was like, that sounds kind of like a business. And I was like, huh. And I was like, you know me. I mean, I started researching and looking into it and what I had to do or whatever, and I thought, I'm just going to do this and see what happens. You know, I'm just going to kind of put it out there. And I was working, you know, full time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, I can make lasagna at night. No big deal. I mean, what could happen, right?
And how many pounds of lasagna did you deliver last year?
7,074 pounds of lasagna last year.
That's incredible.
It was wild. It's wild.
Incredible.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled and grateful, and just, it's a dream come true.
I mean, when you started, it was really a hobby, right?
Well, cooking has always kind of been a hobby for me because I love, like, Food Network, and I love, like, watching, you know, Beat Bobby Flay and the competitive shows. Mm-hmm. And so cooking has always been kind of one of my passions, and I grew up in the restaurant business. So, I mean, it's just something I always loved doing, and it was like a hobby to me, you know, take a picture of something really cool that you make and post it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I just thought lasagna is something that is really delicious, and it's very comforting, but people don't necessarily like to make it, and it's a task. I mean, it's a labor of love, for sure. And yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, surprisingly, it travels really well.
It does travel great. I mean, like, yeah. So I started making them and, you know, delivering them to people. And I, like, gave you a sample. Mm-hmm. And gave some other people samples. And they were like, wow, this is awesome. So it just kind of grew from there.
You mentioned growing up in the restaurant business. Was mm-hmm. that, like, part of your plan growing up? Or what did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to be an ESPN broadcaster when I was a little.
Wait, hang on. What? You wanted to be an ESPN broadcaster?
Yes. So when I was growing up, I was always into sports because my dad was really into sports. And so we would always watch football. And I loved sports because that was like our bonding thing or whatever. And so when ESPN came out, because I'm old enough to remember when ESPN started, and Linda Cohn was the first woman on ESPN, and I was like, I want to be her. That's what I want to be. And that was my plan, you know, but, you know, life and other things happened.
Well, what happened, though? I mean, but what happened? Your plan. What actually happened? Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, what did you, what were you doing instead?
I got married when I was really young, and I started, you know, working at an insurance company because my parents told me if I was going to act like a grown-up, then I needed to be, you know, get a grown-up job. And that's so what, that's what I did. And I worked in insurance for 13 years. So I had great success. You know, I was an agent. I was a territory manager. My last job was working for a big company, you know, territory manager, 9-state territory. So I traveled a lot. It was hard because, you know, I have a son and he was young at the time. And I wouldn't have been able to do that without my parents' help. So I'm grateful for that. But, you know, you wake up and you don't know what time zone you're in or what state you're in. And it starts to kind of drag on you. And then I don't know how much history you want, but like in 2008, when everything collapsed, that big insurance company that I worked with, AIG, was in trouble. And so I got let go. And 7 days after I got married, I got let go.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like so jaded. I was so jaded by, I had just dedicated, you know, 13 years of my life and achieved some really good success. I was just so jaded is the word.
Was it kind of your identity? Like,
yes.
Were you identifying
yes.
as that
absolutely.
Successful insurance?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew me as, you know, Stephanie, the insurance territory manager. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's what I was. And I, you know, if I switched companies, it was no big deal because I worked with all the agents in the state. So it didn't matter, you know, just different hats.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it was definitely part of my identity. And then I was, you know, lucky enough to have my husband, Mr. D, say, why don't you wait and see if there's something that you really want to do instead of just going into another insurance company? So I did. And I did several different things, you know. But that's when I got involved in social media. Mm-hmm. And that's when I met you and everybody else.
Yeah, you were a ghost blogger at the time, which I had never even heard of.
I think I made that up, actually. I was a ghost tweeter and a blogger.
So, which means you were doing it on behalf of someone else.
I was a social media manager before social media managers were cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, and I worked in digital media marketing for like 12 mm-hmm. years. And it was great. You know, I had great success. I met amazing people. I had more fun than I should have probably been allowed to have. I mean, getting asked to go to, like, the 500 or, you know, getting press passes for the Brickyard or press passes for, you know, Pacer games and doing all that stuff. And my husband's an engineer. And he's like, what? Where are we going tonight? And I'm like, we're on this opening of this restaurant. And he's like, what?
So,
Why
would we do that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was great fun. I mean, had a blast and met some the most awesome people. So I'm really grateful for that.
And was that network that you had supportive when you decided you were going to launch a lasagna business?
Yes. Absolutely. The person I was working for, she was so cool with it because she was working for someone. And then I told her I wanted to kind of move out on my own. She completely understood, you know, and she was like, wow, I'm really happy for you. You know, it's cool. And I just, you know, talked to her the other day and she's like, I mean, you're killing it. And I'm like, it's fun to, you know, kind of reminisce and look back on all of those things, but it's like, wow, how did this happen? It's just, it's wild.
Well, it's been a whirlwind.
It really has,
right?
Because
you launch a business, and then 6 months later, the entire world shuts down.
Yeah.
What was your reaction when, gosh, it was, you know, a year ago now.
It was a year ago. Yeah. What is it? I mean, I don't even remember. I know the last place I went to eat was Giacomo's Pizza. Mm-hmm. That's the last restaurant. I haven't been in a restaurant since then. So, the world shut down and I was like, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And then they started talking about essential workers and, you know, people delivering food. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm an essential worker, right? Because I'm delivering food to people. And so, you know, I mean, you helped me, Indiana Originals helped me promote my business and, you know, just getting involved and reaching out with those connections that I had for, you know, so many years and saying, hey, I'm out here, I'm doing this. You know, if you don't want to leave your house, I'll bring you a lasagna. And that's just kind of how, you know, like everybody else, we're like, stay safe. We deliver, right? And people were like, wait a minute, lasagna? You really deliver lasagna? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, wow.
And it's, I mean, it's a beautiful, fresh lasagna. I'm looking at one right now. I mean, this looks delicious. Tell me what's in this one.
That one is my Aunt Jean's lasagna, and it's an ode to my Aunt Jean. So it has carrots and peppers and peas. She loved peas. And spinach. And it's a ricotta-based sauce, and it's just delicious, creamy, gooey, deliciousness.
Oh, we're having it for dinner tonight.
I know.
And you deliver them fresh.
I do deliver them fresh.
And they can easily be frozen if you can't have it that night,
You can keep them in your fridge for like 3 or 4 days, or you decide you don't want to cook it, you can freeze it. It reheats beautifully. It's just, you know, I mean, when COVID hit, nobody wanted to go to, you know, the grocery store. I mean, you talk about like wild stuff. I was like, calling places trying to find ground beef. I mean, I was paying $60 for like 10 pounds of ground beef. I mean, that's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, the prices skyrocketed. I mean, it was just, it was a scary, wild time.
Coming up, the challenges and successes Stephanie Daly has had along the way and what she wants you to know about starting your own business. This is Local Matters.
Hi, I'm Lance.
And I'm Mel.
In the spring of 2012, we were walking around downtown Indianapolis. We were looking for someplace local for dinner. We threw out a restaurant name and Mel asked,
is it local?
That simple question became a much bigger conversation and our company, Indiana Originals, was born.
Every Indiana Originals member is certified local. That means the business is an Indiana-owned and operated company, headquartered here and not part of an out-of-state chain. When you discover and support a business on our website or on our app, you are keeping more money in Indiana, helping our communities be unique, and creating jobs.
If you spent 5% more on goods and services from Indiana, we would have $1.8 billion more dollars for our schools and infrastructure. So when you break it down, that's just $35 per household per week. When you see the Indiana Originals badge, you know you are supporting local Indiana businesses.
Download our app powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains, and get your business certified local at IndianaOriginals.com. Indiana Originals, leading local living.
Hello, listeners of Local Matters. This is McFarling Foods, and you know, 2020 was quite a year. McFarling Foods was there through it all because McFarling Foods is serious about partnership. We are in this together. That's what it's all about. We care about what's best for your business. How can we help? And McFarling Foods is a partner to local, independent restaurants. Because, hey, anyone can sell you food. Wouldn't you rather have a partner? A partner who's invested in this same community. McFarling Foods. We're local. This is our home, too. It's where we live, where we work, and where we raise our families. See, nothing's more important to us than our community and our neighbors right here in central Indiana. Oh, and we are very proud to be an Indiana Original. For more about McFarling, go to McFarling.com. That's McFarling.com.
We've been chatting with Stephanie Daly of Send a Friend Lasagna, who started her business in 2019. Stephanie, what is the hardest part about being a business owner?
All the things. you know, for me, it's so much about pivoting and leaning into what you really love and then being able to pivot to, you know, ramping up. Because, I mean, I was doing okay, but I wasn't making, you know, 15 lasagnas a day when I first started. And that's what it has become. And, I mean, it's, you know, I have a process. And somebody's like, how do you make 15 lasagnas a day? And I'm like, I don't know. I just do it.
When you're making the sauce, too.
It is fresh sauce. I'm not grating my own mozzarella anymore, although I did do that before. But, it's knowing about, you know, how much things are and how to, that was more of like a struggle thing for me, is like pricing stuff out. I don't want to, you know, obviously I don't want to overcharge, but I want to, you know, give people a really great product for a decent price.
Yeah. And it's still a business.
Yeah. And it's a business, right? It's hard because, you know, like the other day, my person that I have helping me part time with delivery, you know, her tire blew because of a, you know, pothole, one of the thousands or mm-hmm. millions of potholes we have. And so I had to, you know, leave my house and go and, you know, pick up the lasagnas where she was and go and deliver the rest of them. Yeah. So it's about being nimble and being able to put down and, you know, do that, because I mean ultimately everything, it's your business, everything rests on your shoulders. So it's like, you know, my lasagna, if it tastes good, if it tastes bad, you know, there's social media, you have to monitor that and see if anybody, you know, has great things to say or maybe, you know, whatever. Things have been really great.
Has someone not liked your lasagna?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, cause they're crazy.
No, I've never had anybody complain about, like, loving. People love my lasagna.
I'll never forget when you called me to tell me you hit your 500th lasagna.
Oh, my God. I know. I can't remember her name, but I can see her face, and I remember it was in May, and I delivered downtown, and it was like a ghost town because mm-hmm. there was nobody downtown. But I delivered it downtown, and I took a picture. It's on my Instagram if you want to. It's Center for Lasagna on Instagram. But, I was so excited. Oh, my God, I was so excited. That was just, like, such a huge goal. And then I was like, I want to do 1,000 lasagnas. And I did 1,000 lasagnas before the end of the year. It was wild. And I did 155 lasagnas before Christmas. I mean, it's amazing.
What was it like to go from just a couple lasagnas a day to we're in a pandemic, everyone wants your lasagna, and I mean, you are just busting them out. What was that transition like for you?
Man,
how did you do it?
I don't know how I did it. I'm looking back, I'm like, God, I was cranking them out, man. I mean, just, and I say cranking them out, but I will not, what's the word I'm looking for? The quality has to be mm-hmm. there, right? I'm not going to sacrifice quality. If it's not right, it's not going.
Yeah.
And because I make every single one of these lasagnas. And so I know what they look like. I know what it's supposed to, you know, taste like. And, you know, if it's not the way I want it, then it's not going. So that's just, you know, that's a lot of self-imposed pressure. But that's the standard that I want. Right.
Well, and I mean, that's the standard of success, too. Right. Yeah. I mean, we are very quality driven.
Yes.
Business owners. And I think you see that a lot with independent businesses, mm-hmm. you know, just in general. It's really quality, you know, over quantity, for sure. I mean, quantity helps. That's how we pay our bills.
Well, yeah.
But quality.
I'm happy to pay, you know, going out or whatever at a restaurant, you know, back in the day. Happy to pay more for good service and good quality. I will never scoff at that ever. So, yeah.
What has been most rewarding about owning your own business?
I think that, and I know a lot of people have had some struggles really through this pandemic, but this pandemic has given me an opportunity to grow in so many different ways and really just kind of buckle down and look into, you know, who I am. You know, I'm close to 50. Who I really am and what I really want and what my future looks like and what me and my husband and what we're going to do later. Where, you know, before I was just kind of living, you know, I mean, you know, you live hour to hour in social media, minute to minute sometimes. And, you know, the insurance industry can tank and, you know, you just, I don't know, but it's, I'm finally like, I feel like I am the best version of myself, and that I have something that people love, and that's an incredible feeling. And it fills my heart with so much joy to be able to do that for people. I can't explain it. I just can't explain it. It's the best thing ever, really.
If you want to cry, it's okay.
I know.
I can see the
it is
the tears.
It's so emotional to me. It's a big deal.
Well, and what you do is so personal too. One of the things I love about your Instagram is you share some of the notes, not necessarily the names,
no.
but you share the notes.
Oh my God.
That people send with your lasagnas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wish I had send a friend lasagna in my 20s. You know, like they're hilarious. They're precious. They're so heartwarming. I mean, you're kind of an extension of that person's relationship.
Yeah. It is.
And that's really
like,
special.
Yeah. Have I told you what I'm doing with Colburn Place?
No.
Oh,
another one
gosh.
Of our members.
Yeah. So this is really special. So I know Leslie, you know, we know Leslie Bailey, and she's on the board.
We've had her on the show,
yes.
too. Indy
yeah.
Maven.
Yep, Indy Maven. And I was thinking about, you know, one of my goals for 2021 was wanting to do something for a local charity. And I thought, immediately, I thought, no, wait a minute. Colburn Place is a place for women. It's a safe place for women and children for domestic violence. And I know that they have on-site, you know, living facilities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're just kind of getting them, you know, out of a really horrible situation, which is something that I've experienced personally in my life. But, and then making it a safe place. And for me, in my head, I think, what says home? What is home, right? Home is, you know, moving in, and then you sit down at the end of the day and you have a meal, right? And sometimes you have pizza, right? When people move, mm-hmm. they get pizza. By the way, if you're a realtor, sending a personal lasagna is a great idea.
That's a great
but
idea.
But I told Aaron, who works at Colburn, I said, I want to donate lasagnas to your survivors, and I want them to have a lasagna when they move in to their place. I want it to be in their refrigerator.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. Yeah. I just delivered two last week.
I had no idea that's what you were doing. I saw you had social media pictures of
yeah.
at Colburn. Stephanie, that's incredible.
It just.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to tally now how many times we cry on the show. Oh my gosh. It's
so special. And it just.
Oh.
It just speaks to the heart of who I am mm-hmm. and what I want to put out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One thing, too, it's so much of like the culture that a lot of us have grown up with, right?
Yeah.
Like food. Is how you show someone you love them. Food is how you celebrate. Food is what connects people.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing every single day.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stephanie, what would you tell others that want to start their own business? What do you want them to know?
Man. Well, like I said, I am, you know, 48. And I never thought I would ever reinvent myself, really. And I have. And I'm successful. And it's never too late. And you hear people say that, and it's like, yeah, I was mm-hmm. one of those naysayers too, right? I was like, no, it's late, right? You're mm-hmm. like,
I missed the boat.
But seriously, I honest to God think it is never too late to do what you really want to do. And if you really want to do it, like, if you really want to do it, like you feel it in your heart or you feel it in your soul or you feel it just and you think about it all the time, you can do it. I mean, you can absolutely do it. And don't let anybody tell you you can't, because you absolutely can. I make lasagna and deliver it to people. Right. I mean, like.
Which is an awesome business. It might sound
great business, right?
Ridiculous to people at first.
It might sound wild, but wait until you get one in your oven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never forget meeting Mr. D, your husband, in the parking lot.
Yeah.
We were in Broderpool at the mall. That's where we met. My mother-in-law had just had surgery.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. I wanted to do something for her. I had no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a lasagna. And my father-in-law, I mean, he kept giving me credit for your lasagna. I'm like, I just ordered it and brought it here, right? Because they live in Warren County, Indiana. You're not delivering to them.
Yeah.
But they have asked me repeatedly about your lasagna. And they just think it's so cool that when I bring lasagna, it has that little Indiana Original sticker on the top.
Yes.
And why does supporting local and being known as an Indiana Original matter to you?
Because, I mean, I grew up in Indiana, right? I've had opportunities to move away in my previous careers, and I've never left. And I love Indianapolis. I love Indiana. I love the people. And I've had great successes, and I've had some really hard times, but I've had amazing people around me to support me. And you've been one of those people. And I appreciate, you know, everything that anybody has ever done to help me.
So you talk about the people that have supported you and encouraged you. How has Mr. D been through all of this? What did he think of your idea?
I'm very lucky to have such a supportive and stable husband.
Aren't we all?
Because I can be, yeah. So he's so funny. I mean, he just loves it. He thinks it's just incredible that, you know, it's gone this way. And what's really funny is when his company decided to start working from home, the big boss, the guy who owns his company, Christopher Burke, called him and he asked, you know, how my work was going. And Mr. D had mentioned to him that I was doing the lasagna. And he was like, no, wait a minute, what? And so he told him about it. And every time he talks to Chris now, he asks him about my lasagna business. He never, you know, talks to him about anything else. But Mr. D has been my rock. I mean, we've been married for 14 years this year. He's been my rock. And he always supports everything I do. And it's an incredible gift to have in a partner that will do that. But yeah, he's like, how did you make 10 lasagnas? You've only been gone for, you know, 2 hours. I mean, you know, he goes to the store for me at 7 o'clock in the morning when I'm out of cheese. I mean, he's incredible. He's just done. He's great. I mean, he's just so supportive. And I know he knows that I appreciate it, but I wish I could. I don't know if he
send
could
him a
get,
lasagna.
Send him a lasagna. I mean, if there's an award for husband of the year, Mr. D definitely deserves it. But it just means so much to make something and give it to somebody and have them love it and appreciate it and to feel that, you know, the love or whatever it is. It's important. And, you know, I purposely like to partner with other Indiana Originals because, you know, maybe it's somebody that you'd never heard of before. Or, you know, maybe it's somebody that's struggling that, you know, everything looks rosy until you sit down and talk to someone. And I mean, I've worked with some awesome people. I've got a, you know, Mother's Day promotion coming up. It's going to be lasagna and flowers like it was last year. I did Valentine's Day, you know, with Circle City Sweets and Cindy. And I mean, you know, having access to those people and being able to reach out to them really quick just by using you and your, you know, your website and everything and the app and just saying, hey, I'm an Indiana Original. Can we chat about what you're doing and see how maybe we can collaborate? And I mean, it's just a really seamless, easy process. So, I mean, thanks for doing it because it makes my life a lot easier.
Now I'm going to cry.
Don't
again.
Cry. We're going to cry.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a mess.
But I love that what we've built over the last 7 years is doing what it is designed to do.
Do you remember when you told me you were going to do it? Do you remember where we were?
Where were we?
We were at that coffee shop in Broad Ripple when you told me about Indiana Originals. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that Modon Cup Coffee Company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember we were sitting in the back booth in the corner.
In the corner.
I remember now.
Yep.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Hey, what do you think of this?
Here's an idea.
And I'm always like, hey, what do you think of this? I guess that means we both think we're pretty smart businesswomen, right?
I think so. And yet we have tons of great business owners, business women and men at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app. And besides that, Stephanie, where can we find you? How can people get their own lasagna or send a lasagna?
I have a lasagna like bat vibe thing that goes out like Batman. No, you can find me online at www.sendafriendlasagna.com. You can find me on Instagram at sendafriendlasagna, Facebook, Send a Friend Lasagna, Google, Send a Friend Lasagna, Twitter, Send a Friend Lasagna. So I'm everywhere.
It's a very clever name.
Thank you.
It's exactly what it says.
People really love it. Yeah.
Well, and the lasagna, it's like, I mean, it's just so practical. It's so practical.
It's, yes.
And it's
yeah,
worth every penny.
I appreciate
everybody
that.
Wins.
I really do appreciate
everybody
that.
Wins.
Thank you.
Stephanie Daly, Send a Friend Lasagna, thank you so much for being our guest today on Local Matters. And thank you for doing your part to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Local Matters, made possible by Indiana Originals, Indiana.Gifts, and McFarling Foods. It's an honor to bring you incredible stories about Indiana original businesses making a positive impact in Indiana and the entrepreneurs leading the way. Learn more about why Local Matters at IndianaOriginals.com and on our app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. I'm Mel McMahon, and until next time, keep supporting local.
Thanks for listening to Local Matters, brought to you by Indiana Originals, distributed by the All Indiana Podcast Network. I'm going back to Indiana. Download the Indiana Originals app, powered by B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. And check out IndianaOriginals.com.